The existing seaplane base is more than 50 years old, and longstanding plans to replace the aging infrastructure are finally moving forward. And while the price tag is higher, the city plans to cover most of the construction and the land purchase with federal grant money. In September, Public Works Director Mike Harmon told the Assembly that the project could end up costing more than double their original estimates. At its last meeting, Harmon brought several options to the Assembly for consideration: a full-scale project totaling $38 million, or a scaled-back project with a $28 million price tag. With either option, the city would cover a 6% match, just over $2 million for the bigger project, or around $1.5 million for the scaled-back version, a difference of around $600,000. Several community members voiced support for the full build-out. Skylar Mace works for INSERA, heading the Coho Enhancement Project on Deer Lake on the other side of Baranoff Island. He said float planes were crucial to their work. They fly year-round for the troll fleet and spend over $50,000 on aviation.
And the access we have right now compared to other areas in Southeast is pretty poor. I guess I fully support a full plan for this, as it directly affects my job and a lot of people in the community, and it would be a lot greater, or it'd be a lot more problematic for how our project operates if we didn't have aircraft services.
And assembly members lined up behind the full build out too. Member Kevin Mosher said $600,000 was a lot of money, but not when you were leveraging it for another $10 million. And he believed they shouldn't delay the project any longer.
The federal government is spending a lot of money right now in infrastructure for this country. This isn't going to last forever. We don't know when we're going to get this kind of opportunity again. And I see this as building something that for the future that will last many years to come.
Assemblymember Rebecca Hemshute believed the smaller project would be less attractive overall for float plane operators.
So if we do anything less than the full build, we run the risk of people not finding it enticing to use our facility and choosing instead to go somewhere else, or choosing, not to fly here. So I think that's a really important factor.
Ultimately, the Assembly unanimously approved the full build-out. Afterwards, Baronautica owner Kevin Mulligan said he was both surprised and overjoyed that it finally passed.
It's going to be a great opportunity for Sitka. We're going to go from having the worst seaplane facility in Southeast to the nicest one.
Right now, Mulligan is the only floatplane operator providing transportation services in Sitka.
Yeah, there's times that I didn't even want to get in the plane, and I go out flying and, to bring somebody to the hospital, or somebody needs to go see their family if there's a death in the family or something, or Thanksgiving's coming up, and then this weather is just changes in minutes, and to have other operators out there just for backup, it's just really important. It's really exciting.
If approved on final reading, the $2.1 million in matching funds will be drawn from the city's general fund to purchase the land and move forward with the project. But Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he hoped the city would create a separate enterprise fund for the seaplane base in the future.
I want to make sure that the user fees are enough to cover the maintenance of the facility, especially with this one being directed at a pretty specific group. While we will have people utilizing the freight services and the ferry services, I just want to make sure that we can replace this facility in the future, and then when stuff breaks, that we're able to go down and fix it.
The Assembly will consider the project funding on final reading at its next regular meeting on November 22nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.